January 29, 2020 is a lot from Pedro Show. Bob from Pedro Show. Brother Matt still with the tooth. It was a bad one. He had to go to three different dentists to get this baby yanked out of his head, and it was causing extreme pain. But he's through that and healing up now. I'm not man alone. I'm in my pad in Pedro, but through the miracle of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype stuff. Yeah, I got Alexander and Danielle from Berlin with me. Welcome aboard with Hacked DP.
Hacked di Picciotto.
Yeah, Picciotto. Yeah, Hacked di Picciotto. It's a combination of both of their last names. And it's an incredible record they just came out with. It's a collab. Last time Daniela was on the show 8 months ago, and we talked about her stuff. And but we also went through her, we start off the show, John Coltrane doing Tapestry and Sound, and then upon departure from this new album by Hacked di Picciotto. And last time we went through Daniela's journey through music. So, Alexander, this time it's your turn. So, what's your earliest musical recollection, please?
Earliest musical recollections is my parents going in the late 60s to a thing in the Modern Museum of Art in Berlin, the National Gallery. There was a thing in the garden called Jazz in the Garden, in the concrete garden there. And they had like all kinds of, you know, MOOCs doing like free jazz things. People playing piano filled with ping pong balls and stuff, and that kind of amazed me as a kid. And then the first proper gig that I went to was Tangerine Dream, I think in 77 with my father. I was like 11 or 12 years old, and it had a big laser show, and we both of us fell asleep with the first tone, and we were out for the whole set. And soon after that came the News of the World tour by Queen. That had the We Will Rock You foot stomping, the entire audience doing the foot, the stomp stomp clap stomp stomp clap, you know. That must have been in 78, and shortly after that the first show that I went to by myself at a tender age of 12 was the Ramones at the Neue Welt in Berlin I think November 1978.
Whoa, so now people, this is the West Germany, West Berlin days.
Yes.
So Berlin was kind of an island, and it was my first time playing there. It was SO 36 in 83, February, and it was Kreuzberg, and it was the only German town in those days that stayed up. Yeah, I stayed open after 10, 11 o'clock. I remember the rest of what was called West Germany. Very early shows, much different than in Berlin. So,
yeah,
that's really interesting. Klaus Schulze was out of the band by then, the Tangerine Dream.
Yes, he was out. Yeah, he was not in it.
Right, but he was running the label, right? Brain and putting out solo stuff. I have some of those stuff I got as a teenager. So, was your pop a listener? Or did he also play music himself?
Not really either. I mean, he would kind of support me in my obsession, more or less. You know, like I was, you know, so I was into science fiction and flying saucers and UFOs and all that. You know, so I got into space rock. You know, and then I saw Tangerine Dream playing, and then I said like, Dad, I really want to go and see this.
So you asked him to take you there. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. No, my father, he was not, he would like jazz and stuff like that. He was really old school. My mom too. They would, the most modern music they would listen to probably would be like, I don't know, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix maybe a little bit, but not much. It was more jazz. My mom would be like
Billie Holiday or something.
Fancy Swings the Tivoli and, you know, Take the A-Train and, you know, like all the Ella Fitzgerald and all those jazz classics. That's my childhood upbringing.
Okay. So maybe not so much ping pong ball jazz.
No, like we say now, right? We play all kinds of music except free jazz because we want to get paid.
Yeah, that's funny. I should tell Nils Klein that. Well, he has a gig with Wilco, so Mr. Tweedy subsidizes his jazz, free jazz exploration. So thank you, Mr. Tweedy. So was there any instruments in the pad, the house you grew up, apartment?
Yeah, my great-grandfather, he was a professional musician. So he survived both world wars as a drummer, actually. I don't think he ever touched a gun in his life, but he was a military musician, drummer.
Sure.
And he also played the trombone and the cello. So I inherited his trombone and his drum set. So the drum kit was ever present. It was always around, like a bass drum, a snare drum, and a hi-hat, like from the, I don't know, the 30s.
Right. He's a stick man with a beat in his hand. And then cello and trombone, bass clef.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, huge range on the cello. The only funny thing for me is the way you have to play it between your legs like that. But that's okay. I think Jack Bruce started on the cello. So what about in school? I'm curious. Did they have music classes in school? Did you take music in school?
Yeah. In fact, I got kicked off many schools, like in high schools. You know, like I was not very content anywhere I went, so I would make trouble, and then I get kicked out of school until they put me into a school that was for hard to control but talented young children, and there was a band, there was like a band room, and they gave me the key for the band room, so I would skip all my classes and just lock myself in the band room and play drums all day.
Okay, so you were attracted towards the drums.
Yeah. I in the beginning it was mostly drumming that I really liked.
I tried
taking guitar lessons. I took guitar lessons as a kid with, I don't know, maybe 6 or 9 years old. I would take guitar lessons, but there was always some hang up that made me want to stop. I remember the crackling a nail polish of one of my guitar teachers that really grossed me out, and I didn't want to go anymore. That was
You're talking about nail polish.
Yes.
Okay. You know, hey, you got to stand for something, right? I mean, what about, did the band, schools have any bands like marching band or a jazz band or classical or stuff like that?
There was like rock bands, you know, like we would get there were tutors coming in and they would give us drum lessons, you know, like I remember playing, obla di, obla da of sheet music, you know, and then there was like one break that we could kind of, design ourselves, but everything else we had to play off the sheet, you know, boom boom, boom boom, boom boom.
What about after school, like a bedroom band, garage band, basement band with your buddies? You do that kind of stuff?
Yes, absolutely. That would be, I would be straight onto that after school.
Yeah.
Before I got my first electric guitar, I would have an acoustic guitar and just drop a microphone into the hole. And have that amplified on a cassette recorder and stuff, and you know, and would do my first feedback experiments like that way, even.
Yeah. But hey, you got to make do, right? Improvise.
Yep.
did did any of these bands have names? Were you writing your own songs or were you just copying? Well, that was a school thing with the Obladi thing, but.
The very first one was obviously called The Flying Saucers, as you know, talking space rock sci-fi and all that.
Sure.
But then the next band name was quite funny actually, because one of the school bands or with the like school fellas that I had we were called Whiteness. Whiteness, you know, and that came about because actually we were going to call ourselves Witness, you know, like, can I get a witness?
Sure.
But our English, you know, like spelling wasn't that great. So instead of Witness, we spelled it Whiteness.
You stuck an H in there. It didn't need to be. But, you know, hey, things work out that way. You know, I want to play here. All are welcome, okay?
Thank you. picture. Obvious shade, bumpers parade. Dressed to impress, never gave it another look. Seduction requires deception. The allure, who could ever endure? Such perfect, subtle grandeur. Expiration date, don't be too late. Just in case, man, just a precaution. Peculiar bouquet, the finest concoction. A field of flesh needing gratification. Our battles are won and lost in preparation. As the grim plot thickens in the air, heats up. Some find it outrageous and offending. Another sign that the world is ending. Another sign that the world is ending. As the grim plot thickens in the air, heats up. Some find it outrageous and offending. Another sign that the world is ending. Another sign that the world.
fun there. От Джелопи Африка завършаше в Самица. Ролинг Стоунс оттам на Кесера спадне. А по Маккартни ке си свиреше курсом в главата. Стари, прости ми, що никогаш не стана в човека, за кой що ти спорува. Стари, аз на тебе ти простувал. Стари, прости ми, що никогаш не стана човека, за кой що ти спорува. Стари, аз на тебе ти простувал. Време е да явен, веке не сонува.
Pauses, sings. The rhythmic gap filled with slanted light. The lappings of waves on the old cement boat launch. The patient sound of the train not coming. Deer startle and scatter in the scrub. Their coats a comical, conspicuous red. They're not signs of encroaching nature, just survivors. In the park by the filled-in dump, Bangladeshi boys play cricket. The leap into immaterial is accomplished easily by some. Melville looked at the Pacific and saw Elysian fields sweeping over souls of sailors. Summer. A farm. Mom and Dad. I don't even try to scale that chain link fence. There's no rubble, no foundation. If I stare at it too long, the back of my hand will dissolve.
Under the light. Dark parking lot light. Somebody's screaming, yelling through the night. Don't know if he's talking to God or what. Don't know a thing, I just keep it shut. Under the light, dark parking lot light. Oh, I can look up and I can see the black and blue. On the streets last night, the radio was playing some Red Lights tune last night. I met up with Susie and we went for a ride. We got just underneath the power line. When I saw the kids down at the market stand, a backdoor man pushed in their desperate. Such a dream of so love with such a dream under the light, yeah, under the light.
better be stoned when the sun goes down. I heard them say it's all in the Jungle Book. 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 Yeah, it's all in the Jungle Book. Yeah, it's all in the Jungle Book. Yeah, it's all.
Watt for Pedro show. All are welcome, but not off the new record. Alexander, explain. Explain, Alexander.
This All Are Welcome is the opening track of our previous album called Minnetike, which we recorded in 2017, I believe, mostly during a residency that we did in Krems, Austria, in an old church.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I remember Danielle talking about that. Yeah, yeah, okay, interesting. Interesting, okay, and then we heard brand new from His Name is Alive, Chords, Peoples, Multitudes, Nations, Tongues, from Chris Chappelle's Distortion Pedal, Stoma out of Rotterdam with Hologram Hell, Maya and the Revolutionary Hell Yeah from the City with 100 Kisses, 21 Vec out of Skopje, Chavani, Stetovi, yeah, my Macedonian's not so good, sorry. even my English ain't so good. Everything's fucked up. Okay. Former location in the C.H. Evans Brewery, brand new Jaded Azurites. That's me on bass. Kurt Schomer. Poems. Trotsky Ice Pick. First music from these guys in 20-something years. The Jungle Book. Lauren out of New York with Requiem. And finally, Defiance. Is this off the new record?
Yes, yep. It is. Okay. That is the opener of the new record, The Current.
Okay. Jesus. I don't get everything wrong. That's great. See, Howard sent me all these songs for these guys, people. I'm talking to listeners here. And so I'm not – I know they have two albums before this album, but I'm not really sure which tunes go to what. So please forgive me. Das tut mir leid. I'm a slow learner. Back to your story, Alexander. You end up getting with the Einsteins and the Neubauten guys. Now, between school bands and that band, what was in between?
Not much, really. I mean, I just decided, hey, I'm going to be a musician, and I cleared out my locker in school and went on tour. With Neubauten, or went on tour with somebody else, actually, even before that. And and I just decided this. I don't need any more formal education. I know everything. I'm a genius, and I'm gonna be a musician.
This must and have been you know what? Was this your 20s? Because that's usually the magic era that we feel this way.
No, I was 15.
Wow, you're still a teenager, because in 20s it seems to be people know everything. And when you're at 15, okay, that's great. And so what was your first tour? Was it a big one?
No, the first tour was with a actually the first time that I left Berlin on account of playing music was with a Berlin electronic musician that you might know of. His name is Frieda Butzmann.
When I meant big tour, I didn't mean like you were playing stadiums. I meant more like, was it many gigs, a long time?
No. It would be kind of one-off trips that he would, you know, he would call my mother and say, like, can I take Alex along? You know, like, I have a show in Vienna, you know, and then... We would get, me and the big guy, we would get in the car together and somebody would drive us to Vienna or to Hamburg. And then there we would play like very, very abstract electronic music. You know, I had my first MS-20 semi-analog synthesizer at the time.
Yeah.
And Frieda was like my mentor. So he would, you know, he would take me along and we would play like electronic music shows in galleries and stuff like that.
Interesting. How'd you meet him?
I met him at the Zensor record store. The Zensor was like the first record store in Berlin that sold all those, you know, great independent records from all
over
the world.
I've heard of that name. I've heard of that pad. A very famous pad in the old days, yeah.
That was the place. I mean, that's where I, you know, that's where I discovered, you know, like all these strange acts like, you know, the Plastic People of the Universe.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, the Nihilist Spasm Band from London, Ontario. Or,
sure.
You know, like, Throbbing Gristle and you know, like, and all these weird bands, you know, that's I would skip school and then go into the record store and just, like, go there and have them show me all those weird, you know, like, record covers and listen to that strange music. And I was kind of the house pet there, you know, like, after a while they figured that I wouldn't steal anything, you know, so they just, like, left me on my own in the record store, and I was even allowed to tape most of the albums that was then sitting around.
Man, I remember those days of spending hours in the record store.
Yeah.
It was a different world in those days, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I miss it dearly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a mind blow. Because a lot of these were very small releases, so you knew nothing about them until you heard them.
Absolutely. And it was the smaller and the weirder it was, the more exciting it was, too. You know, it was like...
Yeah, I totally agree.
Like, look at this. Somebody did the cover with photocopy. Wow, they even, you know, they even colored the photocopy in by hand, you know, and stuff like that, you know. That was the exciting part, you know. I was not interested at all in commercial, like, releases, except maybe the Ramones and, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Suicide, you know, Suicide had a major record. I loved Suicide.
Sure, sure. That's a great album. I mean, I love that album. Frankie Teardrop.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, what a song. And just a two-man band. And, yeah, just a synth and some voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I got to meet them. They opened up for the Stooges when James Williamson came aboard. So I was talking with Alan Vega, and he told me that he saw the Stooges. He was an artist. And he thought, wow, Ig is singing in a band. I should sing in a band.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
He was a good friend. He was a very, very sweet man, Alan was. He was very, very sweet. Like, sometimes we would play, like, double bills with Crime in the City Solution back in the 90s. With Suicide, you know, and like in the Paradiso in Amsterdam, and they would have, like, the big backstage room, you know, with, like, the big spread and everything, you know, and Crime and City Solution, where there's, like, five piece band, you know, and they would say,
I got to play with them once. I know Crime. It had Mick Harvey, I think.
Absolutely, we played together. I remember very well. This is when the first time we hung out was. We played together at the a double bill with you with Firehose
in Belgique.
At Ancien Belgique, exactly.
Yeah, in Brussels.
Right.
Okay. They had a violin player. Yeah, I remember. And the singer stuffed his pants in his boots. Look, Alex, we're at the end of the first hour. Show, January 29, 2020, special guests.
Gotta be careful not to get arrested for sodomizing.
Hold tight for hour two. January 29, 2020. It's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
I saw you, when I saw you standing there. When I saw you, when I saw you standing there. I couldn't quite believe, I couldn't quite believe my love. I couldn't quite believe, I couldn't quite believe my
Watt from Pedro Show. We started the second hour off with The Current, and we're just exploring all the different ways that word can be used. And is this off the new one? Is the current one?
Yeah, absolutely. That is the title track.
That's the title. Yeah. And we didn't get Mario DeSando, brand new, great unknown, fitted with first fit. That's with two of the Wire guys and Bob Lee. I think it's actually the first. We did a gig with him, and it's the prac. We only did one prac and one gig and made a whole album. You can do that. It's not all bad new days. You can do some stuff that you couldn't do before. And then The Banishing by Hackett DiPicciotto. So from Frida to Einstein and the Neubauten, what was going on there, Alexander, between?
That was the, West Berlin in 1980 was a very tight-knit scene that involved, you know, all kinds of different, styles of art. You know, it had artists, painters, filmmakers, writers, dancers, musicians, or people that called themselves musicians for that matter. And that was just one thriving little scene, and there was a great sense of solidarity, and everyone knew everyone else, and everyone would help each other out, and there was no sense of competition whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it was it was like a refuge, you know, that place, because also for a West German youth, like in the military, in the drafting age, you know, if you don't want to get drafted into or do your military service, you would have to get yourself registered in West Berlin in order to avoid that. So we got all the we got all the weirdos from the West. Everyone would move to Berlin in order to be free.
Sure.
And it seemed like a very artistically
a very focused situation.
Yeah. And that was, you know, Frida and also Blixer and these kind of people. You could say, like, West Berlin, there were like two main hubs. There was Kreuzberg, which was like the punk rock, the squatters, and the kind of political activists, you know, like that kind of scene.
Yeah.
And then you had Schöneberg, with the jungle and the Mitropa, the Café Mitropa and stuff like that. And that would be more like the Boheme, you know, like where the gay scene would be and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
And Neubauten and Frida, that would be, and where the Zensor record shop was, that was in Schöneberg. So that was that was in the other scene, yeah.
Right. And so you met Blix in a record store in Zensor?
No, Blixer actually, I was punk rock kids, we would love to hang out at the cinema where they played the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, we had that. We had that up in West Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah, because we would like to poke fun at the Rocky Horror Picture fans, you know, that would go there, like come dressed up, you know, like in order to throw rice and do the
toast.
Whole
thing. They would throw toast here.
that kind of thing. And Blixer was actually, he was the projectionist at the cinema in Berlin that showed Rocky Horror Picture Show. and that's how I met him in his capacity as a, like projectionists, like reeling all those Rocky Horror Picture fans in and out of the cinema. But since, you know, like he was living a very loose lifestyle, if you catch my drift at the time, so they never paid the distributor. They just like everything went straight into the snowblower, if you will. So the movie got shorter and shorter and shorter because they would just fix it whenever it ripped because they could not, talk to the distributor anymore in order to get a fresh copy. And until it was so short that they couldn't sell tickets anymore, and then they kind of closed the cinema down. And then
time to and start then
Blixer opened a store in on the same street near the Zensor record store, near the Café Mitropa where we would hang out, called the Eisengrau, the Iron Grey, a store. And that's where Neubauten sort of started. Okay. In that store.
What about this song here, Let There Be Joy?
That is of one of our special interests. Daniela hates that word.
Yeah, I do.
we aside from our regular releases, we do these albums that are for special practices, like yoga or meditation practices, and we've released two of these albums. One is called Unity, and the second one was called Joy. And Let There Be Joy is off the second meditation album that we released.
And basically, it's like the music that we regularly do, except a little bit more calm, because we don't like New Age. So we said, okay, you know, we don't want to hear New Age, so we're going to make our own kind of meditation albums, and that's what they're like.
Exactly. And Let There Be Joy actually has some guests on it. It has, that song has, one guest has Mr. Vincent Signorelli, the drummer of Swans and the Dots back in the day, and, you know, like Unsane. He's playing the staircase of his house in the Yucatan, Mexico, the wooden staircase with his fists. That's the rhythm track for Let There Be Joy.
Okay, let's listen.
Thank you. Waves of violet go crashing and laughing. Rainbow winged singing birds fly round the sun. Sunbells rain down in liquid profusion. Mermaids on porpoises draw up the dawn. What's become of the baby this cold December morning? Songbirds frozen in their flight, drifting to the earth. Remnants of forgotten dreams calling. Answer comes there none. Go to sleep, you child. Dream of never ending always. Panes of crystal, eyes sparkle like waterfalls. Lighting the polished ice caverns of calm. But where in the looking glass fields of illusion wandered the child who was perfect dawn? What's become of the baby this cold December morning? Thank you. racing rhythms of the sun. All the world revolves, captured in the eye of Odin. Allah, pray, where are you now? All Muhammad's men, blinded by the sparkling waters. Scheherazade gathering stories to tell from primal gold fantasy petals that fall. But where is the child who played with the sun chimes and chased the cloud sheep to the regions of rhyme? Stranded cries the south wind, lost in the regions of lead, shackled by chains of illusion, delusions of living and dead. What's become of the baby this cold December morning? What's become of the baby this cold December morning? What's become of the baby this cold December morning? Thank you.
My house was full of blood. I didn't know what to do. The blood all over me.
You know I'm talking about menstrual blood. Yeah, the topic's rough, but hey, you know I never felt so low. Oh, oh.
Watt for Pedro show. Yeah, we heard Let There Be Joy, not New Age. Meditation, people, big difference. And then Henry Kaiser, What's Become of the Baby, more feedback. I just saw him. He had me do a... I don't know, man. If you were asked to do Love Supreme and Meditation, you know, I did it for Henry, but, man, to attempt John Coltrane, Jesus Christ. But that's supposed to be coming out in a couple months. Alexander DeLarge, Philharmonic Orchestra out of Milano with Blood, and then finally Perseverania.
Perseverania.
I think this is a word you guys made up, right?
No.
This is a real word. Persevere.
Like, that's the root. That's the root for your perseverance. That's
I know about, and then some kind of Latin ending. Like it was a planet or a place, a place where people.
Yeah,
persevere.
No, we certainly didn't make up the Latin ending.
Okay.
We've been there for thousands of years.
But it's a place where people who persevere live. Anyway, some people say, "Look, Watt, I don't want to talk about the song. That's why I did the music. So you don't have to explain these things if you don't want to."
No, it's fine.
Also, okay. You know, it goes either way. Sometimes the story is better than the music, and the other way around, you know.
Like you go in the museum and you see the painting and the little explanation next to the painting. Sometimes I've seen it where the explanation was much bigger than the painting.
True.
It was the way when I saw the first Wire record, the way they put their lyrics, you know, it was like almost like an explanation of the pain. They didn't write it like you were singing along with them in the studio. They wrote it all in a straight line like that. So when it comes for this project you're doing together, time to make tunes, what's the process?
Well, we have conceptual ideas of what we're trying to do, for example, the aim for The Current was to infuse this meditative music that we've been establishing within Perseverancia and Meneteca. We wanted to infuse that with like energy, with positive energy. So we decided on this album we want to have like more percussive elements. So that was a discussion that we had, and then basically there might be like certain lines of text, lyrics that Danielle comes up with, and we just build things around that. And from there on, basically it's like we're developing a score to some kind of mental movie that we're watching.
Mind movie. Mind movie. I'm curious, do you do demos?
No.
So it's kind of like, the making is the doing. The knowing is the doing.
This time we're recording, we only had 4 weeks time to compose, record, mix, and master everything. So that was pretty intense.
Oh, where'd you do it?
We started in our studios here in Berlin. That's where we did like the basic tracks with the instruments that we didn't want to lug around later on. Like drums and stuff like that. We percussions and stuff, like lots of things. And then we rented a space in Blackpool, England.
Okay.
That's where we met. That's we decided
you
we wanted to.
You guys were actually doing that then. When I was with Flipper.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What a trip. Life is so many parallel universes.
Yeah, and we didn't even know that festival was happening, man. You know, we fell in love with that strange city. You know, it's like
very strange, like what they in England they call like a holiday thing, right?
Yeah,
vacation, some place where you go for a vacation or something. But this was like from
Coney Island or something, right?
But it was like for rich people, like 100 years ago.
No,
it still is. I understand it still is, but I mean, it started out along like Victorian days.
Yes, but what you got wrong here is that Blackpool was always for the working class. it was always a holiday resort for the poor, you know. It was never fancy.
Well, I've been to those kind of things. Remember all Tamar's parties? They were at those kind of holiday camps, right?
Exactly. They were like Butlins.
Yeah,
Butlins place. Yeah, that was more upscale, but Blackpool was always down and out in a way. But it was always like a showbiz amusement city, you know, like when Frank Sinatra came to.
Yeah, right. He played the Empress Ballroom. That don't sound too working class.
No, but he would play in Blackpool for a week, you know, before he would hit the rest of Europe.
Yeah,
you know?
I saw pictures. And Rolling Stones played there. I think Keith Richards hit somebody with a guitar because they spit on him. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, but I thank you for correcting me, because I thought it was just some beat down from the old days. Okay, because yeah, I'm a slow learner, Alexander. So thank you so much. We're at the end of the second hour, though, January 29, 2020, Dish Wap Pito Show. Hold tight for hour three. January 29, 2020. It's third hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
watch the distance, like stone and skip across the lake. Dreams raided for cotton meadows, to be tied away. She arrives a final shadow, cast out of doubt, two eyes asleep. Winter opens windows, to each our song takes life. Love is just a tune of silence, echo, pleasure, laughter, a whisper parting in the presence. Suddenly trouble at tea. Have we gone beyond our curiosity? Have we gone
Watch for Pedro show. We start third hour off with The Long Way Home, which is not off the new record. That's how long way it is. But there is a long way element part of the new record, because the overdub, the singing and stuff, was done actually in England and not in Germany. And it was above off the air. People, Alexander was enlightening me the fact that they were above a fish and chip pad. So was there an odor to it?
Strangely enough, it was mainly the smell of pancakes. I kind of confused because of,
Oh, because of the batter.
True, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Thank you for that.
Right,
I've been wondering.
Right,
they dip
the fish in, you know, yeah. Because what? Same thing if you. One time we conked in a place that was above a fried chicken place. That's real. Then Dirk and Crane, after that, we've gone beyond Dust One from Dan Francia, Devin McKnight, Adam Wright, and the House of Orange is finally Ek Onkar. New one or old one?
Yep. Should I talk about that?
Is that correct? Yeah, please.
Ek Onkar, that's a second, another track off the meditation album Joy.
Yeah.
And Ek Onkar is a Sanskrit expression.
Yeah.
Ek is the number one. That's the one thing I do remember.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know, like those Sidhus, you know, those Indian holy men, they play the ektar, you know,
string. Absolutely.
A one string guitar, and that's called ektar because it has one string. Ek.
Sure.
Right.
Kind of
boing.
Boing. And then Omkar.
Omkar. I'm very embarrassed about this here, but I would have to look it up for you. I can do that in a minute.
Okay. But Sanskrit, so I'm thinking of kind of Eastern.
Yes, it's yogic, you know, it's like a mantra.
Sure, mantra, that's the word I'm looking for. So something to kind of rest your mind.
Exactly, to keep your mind, keep your mind away from profane thoughts and systems.
Sure. And, okay, so now I understand, like, you had a lot of time to do in Berlin, but you only had a limited time here in Blackpool. So you had to get stuff done, right?
We had 4 weeks all in all. 4 weeks to write, record, mix, and master.
And is that something you just put on yourself, or that was put on you guys?
This time, actually the first time since Danielle and I have been working together, we actually hired an engineer to do the mix down for us. So we didn't do it this time.
Yeah, but we basically had to get it done in 4 weeks because, you know, Neubauten have been recording all year.
Yes.
And that was the only weeks that they had off. So we said, okay, if we don't record this album now, we're going to have to wait until 2021 because Neubauten are going to be touring all year. And so, okay, we got 4 weeks. We have to do this new record. And we hadn't had time before to write or compose.
Sure.
So we had to do everything in those 4 weeks.
Yeah, it was like a window of opportunity. Yeah,
exactly.
I understand. That's the way life is sometimes. You get dealt a hand, and this is the window. Okay, I understand.
Exactly.
Did you like working with another engineer as opposed to you doing it yourself?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of relaxing if you don't have to, you know, like if you don't have to be hands on about every aspect of the production all the time, you know, like because some of the stuff is just like. Some of the stuff is just administration, you know. It doesn't have anything to do with creativity.
Sure.
You know, it's just like finding some you know low end, you know, like boom that you need to get rid of, or you know, and then it's just great to be sometimes to be able to just sit back and do that. Okay, so Ek is the number one.
Yeah.
Ong is the life-giving energy, and Ka is the creation. So the one energy creation, and it's part of a longer mantra which goes Ek Omkar Satgur Prasad Satgur Prasad.
Stop it! I don't want to stop it. God's sake. It's going to go on for another 20 minutes.
Well, that's the end of the mantra. Well, what about this tune, Awake?
Awake. Awake is...
off of the album Perseverantia?
Absolutely. It's off Perseverantia. And
we recorded it in Joshua Tree.
Ah, California.
Yeah.
That's right, in the Mojave Desert.
Yeah, I played out there in December. I did a gig with Mike Maggetta and Steve Hodges. Neat kind of place. A lot of scorpions, though. Watch out.
Yeah, in Pioneer Town you played, right?
Pioneer Town. I played at Pappy and Harris with the Meat Puppets a couple years ago, but just a month and a half ago, I played with Mike Maggetta in MSSV in Joshua Tree in a Quonset hut. This artist guy, yeah. It was a trippy path. Pioneer Town was kind of invented by Hollywood, you know, and then they let it go. Bikers took it over. Now musicians have it. But Joshua Tree is still kind of wide open.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. We love it. We love it very much. We recorded most of the record there at a place called Gatto's Trail in Yucca Valley.
Ah, that's nearby. Yeah, yeah. I recorded an album for a French guy a year ago in Dave Catchum's place.
Rancho de la Luna.
Yeah, great cat. He told me he found Scorpion right on his fucking bed.
Oh.
Yeah. Here, let's listen to a white.
thought all these words would seem so out of date, like they were carved off some tabletop with wobbly legs. But I've heard them talking on me every day since you put your eyes on this heart and read to me. Berlin, your leafless trees let light so clear. My heart flutters for you too, and I send you sunlight from right here. I met you, felt so wrong, so right, and the cobblestones were filling in for all my friends at night. I can't count the steps it took from there to you, 'cause I'm a levitating ice skater and I'm slipping on my dancing shoes. Berlin, I can hear you hovering call. I'll find you on the dance floor. Will you dance with me? Never been as lonely.
When you look into the mirror, what do you see? Your coat, your hat, your dress, your shoes. a tear. Your fear. Know thyself. When you look into the mirror, what do you see? Do you see yourself, or do you see me?
Last music for this show, Awake. Hakid Picciotto.
Picciotto.
Picciotto. Yeah, fucking Stunato. You know, they like to say, they call somebody stupid in Italy. Stunato. You're out of tune. I like that idea. You're out of tune, right? Even my grandpa said that shit. A mod vigil from Australia with deceased estate, Andre Vida, a U.S. guy living in Berlin playing the sax. I met him the night before the gig where you guys saw me with Flipper. The tune called Berlin. Yeah, he's a cat, a friend of, you know, the guy who's going to book the Italian band tour, Ricky. There's a lot of Italian musicians in Berlin. And he's part of this. Yeah, with Swamp Booking. And so there was a dinner. And Larry, I don't know if you know Larry Mullins. Sometimes he's called Tommy Dammit. He was there, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Backstage. God, who was back there? Bob Mould. I haven't seen Bob in a long time. Yeah, me and D. Boone put out the first Husker Du album, like, I don't know, 38 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah, so I hadn't seen. Now, Bob told me he spends 6 months a year now in Berlin. So that was interesting. And then finally, Noscete Ipsum. So what's this, Latin?
Noscete Ipsum, all right. That is, again, is Latin. That's Noscete Ipsum means know thyself.
Yeah, right, of course.
And there's two more phrases that we sing, which is Noscete Ipsum, Amate Ipsum, Ipse Te, which is, you know, the other two parts, like know thyself, love thyself, and be thyself.
Good advice. So what's the plan now? You going to take this on the road?
Yep, we you know, I was down with some really severe case of the flu. No, it's not corona, but you know, like something that really knocked me out for, you know, with like fever, delirium, and you know, like weird shit, nightmares and everything. But I'm getting slightly better now, and then hopefully we started rehearsals before I got down with that. But now we're going to pick up the rehearsals again, and then our first show is going to be in 2 weeks on the 15th of February in Prague. That's where we start the tour with Hakid Picciotto for the current. And and we're going to do that, to play some like almost 20 shows we have booked with that now. And then Neubauten are going to go on tour.
Right. Now, if people want to get Hakid Picciotto information, where do they go on the internet?
They go to www.hakidipicciotto.de, or they go better even, they go to our Bandcamp page. So they go to Bandcamp, and then they look up this strange name of ours on Bandcamp.
You should spell it for the listeners, Alexander.
Okay, that would be HakidPicciotto.
Okay.
HakidPicciotto.
.de for Germany. Deutschland.
Okay. You can also get the album on the...
Oh, no, .com. We're talking about the Bandcamp site. Yeah, right. And what was that?
Yes.
What was that, Danielle?
You can also get the album on the Einstürz in der Neubauten website page.
Okay.
That's right. You can just go to www.neubauten.org and go to the shop there, and you can find all our stuff there also.
Yeah. All the stuff sent me, I love. You know, sorry for mixing it up with different releases, but I just, both you guys, man, you're beautiful with your music. I love it.
Thank you, sir.
And it's great honor to be on the show. And when you come up with the new stuff, will you please come on again?
Absolutely.
We'd love to.
Okay.
It's an honor.
Yeah, big. Well, right back. People, it's been January 29, 2020. God, it's funny you say that. Dishwasher. Keep your powder dry.